Hi, my name is Laura Vogt, and I'm the Communications and Events Manager for Engineering Student Services in the College of Engineering. Thank you for joining this week for the Not-So-Secret Guide to Being a Berkeley Engineer. And this week, we're focusing on the first semester experience and breaking the podcast into two parts, so freshman and transfer. My guests today for this half of the podcast are transfer students that transferred to Cal last year. So welcome, Daisy and Jonathan.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
So let's start off with some introductions. Daisy, can you tell us a little about yourself and what you're studying?
Yeah, so I transferred from Santa Barbara City College, and I'm majoring in materials science and engineering, and I'm very interested in magnetic electronic and optic materials, and I'm hoping to go to grad school to study that.
Excellent. Thank you so much for being here. And Jonathan, your turn. Tell us a little about yourself.
Yeah, so I transferred from Bakersfield College. My major here is EECS, and I've yet to decide my core study, but I want to go into cryptography in the end.
Oh, excellent. And thank you again, both of you, for being here. I really appreciate your time. And I'm excited for you to share some of your experience and your expertise about coming to Cal and with our new incoming students. So starting it off, what do you remember about choosing that first semester schedule?
I remember doing GBA, and at the end of it, it just, like, gives you a list of classes that you should take. And I initially was like, all right, that's it, and just was going to sign up for those. But after talking to one of my friends, we realized that, based on the certain prerequisites we had taken, had us sign up for classes that had prerequisites before taking those. And so I had to, go back and, refix it. So, my advice for that is just whatever it gives you, just make sure it's the right schedule for you specifically.
Oh, that's good to know. Okay, Jonathan, what about you?
Yeah, so when I first signed up for classes, I didn't know what I was doing, so I had to talk to a counselor. And at least from an EECS perspective, many of the lower div classes don't carry over.
Oh, okay.
So my first year I spent here was just finishing up my lower divs, and I'm just starting my upper divs coming fall. So I would say that in community college, if you can, try to find a community college that will transfer over the courses. I will highly recommend that, but if you can't, your first semester and a half will be spent just taking lower divs, essentially.
And when you do that, they usually give you an extra semester too, right? You're not having to stay with that four semester?
No.
And do you have any tips for choosing the classes? Like, how did you choose a specific professor or the timing or anything along those lines?
This is from an EECS perspective, obviously. So I went ahead and chose a first one was just the easy one, and the second one was just a really hard one, which I paid for it. But I would say the first year will always be the hardest because you're acclimating to the rhythm of Berkeley. And Berkeley just expects more of you and expects you to perform at your best, not, you know, just mediocre, essentially.
And Daisy, what about you?
So for my major, the classes are, it's very set in stone what we have to take, and all the classes are only offered once each year, not once each semester. So there wasn't, that much choice in choosing for me, but I know that other majors you can choose, and one way to decide if you want to sign up for one teacher versus another is the website Berkeley Time. You can go there and see the grade average for certain teachers, which can help you choose if you have a choice in your classes.
Well, that's good to know. And what was registration day like for you? You've got all the transfer students are registering on the same day, so did that seem to be a problem at all?
I was, so excited on registration day to, finally sign up for classes because I feel like I was still, in disbelief that I was actually going to Berkeley. And, once I was signed up for classes, it's, all right, now I'm actually finally a Berkeley student, you know. I don't know. I just signed up for my classes at the time. There wasn't any,
I didn't have any problems. And once you register, how did you monitor your schedule through the summer? Were you having to worry about changing classes or if you were on a wait list or anything along those lines?
I was on a wait list for one of my labs, and so I would just, periodically check to see if I've moved up. And luckily, I got off the wait list by the time classes started.
Oh, that's good. Did you get any notification, or it was just because you kept going in and checking?
Well, I saw when I signed up for the class that it put me on the wait list, and so I was just personally, like, stressed out, like, oh, I hope I get into this class. Yes, I just kept checking till I was off the wait list.
We actually have a podcast that Tiffany Reardon did earlier this summer that talked about classes that you can take for free online. The Khan Academy, I think one of them was, give you some programming background if you need to. And she also suggested looking at tests, you could go through and find test banks for different courses and give yourself an idea of what's coming up.
Yeah, I really recommend utilizing test banks here. Like Tau Beta Pi, like Berkeley Tau Beta Pi has test archives for most classes, and specifically engineering, I think. And that's super helpful to see like what the class is going to expect of you.
Oh, that's nice. So you can prepare for that, but not just prepare for testing, but prepare so you knew what you're getting into.
Yeah, it has syllabuses, too, so you can, like, read the syllabus for your class beforehand, too.
Oh, that's nice. I didn't realize it had the syllabus, too. Yeah. And we talked a little bit about that transition between community college and Berkeley. So what was that? What did you find to be the hardest part of that transition?
For me, I had the lone wolf mentality, where I study alone, succeed alone, fell alone. Coming here, I realized that you can't succeed at Berkeley by yourself. You need people to help you. You will have rough days, and you need people to talk you back up, and vice versa. For me, my study habit had to change a lot. Where I would study the day before an exam at community college, I would get an A. Here, I tried that once. Came with a very disastrous midterm. But you just got to gradually learn here, because here they test you on knowledge, not just on the material you learned. They want you to actually know if you could apply what you learned.
Okay, Daisy?
Yeah, the like amount of time that you have to put into classes is very different, and just like what classes expect of you, because at my community college, I was always able to get my homework done like way ahead of time and have plenty of time to like study the material outside of the homework. And then here, the homework takes up so much time that I like don't have the time to study in the same way that I did before. And so, like, navigating that was difficult. And then also, the exams are very different because I'm used to having time to, like, read over the questions and really think about it before I answer. And then here, a lot of times, it's a 50-minute exam with, like, cram as many questions in there as possible. So you just have to go as fast as you can and just answer, like, as much as you can. So that was also very different to adjust to that.
That kind of leads me into my next question, another one of my questions here is, how did you manage your time? What did you have to change for your time management tools?
So I ended up, like, overworking myself and just not taking any time off because I'm used to being able to, like, get everything done and be super confident for an exam before I take it. And here I just can't ever get to that level of being, like, super confident for the exam beforehand. And so I fell into the trap of, like, overworking, not taking any time off. And by the end of finals, I was kind of, or, like, by the time finals came around, I was kind of burnt out and didn't do as well in the finals as I had done, like, earlier in the class when I was more motivated. Just make sure you take time to relax, but not too much time to relax. It's difficult.
You've got to find that balance.
Yeah.
Same thing for me. The first semester here, I over-relaxed. The second semester, I did not at all. They both had the same result for me academically. But I did find that I finally figured out how to study. It's about really time management. It's not, you could put in 3 hours into a homework, still not get nothing done. But if you have the right study group, you could get the same homework done in an hour. So it's just more about how you manage your time. Who your mentor is and how your study group functions, essentially.
Yeah. Oh, can I add to this?
Yeah.
In community college, if I'd get stuck on something, I'd really want to, like, figure it out and push through it and, like, do it myself and ask for help as, like, a last resort. But it just does not work here. There's not enough time. And it's really important to have, like friends you can help you on the homework, go to tutors, go to office hours. Like, don't shy away from getting help, even if you, like, haven't spent a long time struggling on the material. Just go get help.
So we've started talking about study groups. How did you make those study groups? How did you meet people? How did you get into that environment where you're able to study with folks?
My major is very small, and so there were 6 transfers total, and we just the first week like found each other in the class. Like I was just like sit and listen to hear if anybody said that they were transferring, and then go over and be like, "You transfer," and so we all got to know each other, and then just like created a study group out of all 6 of us transfers. And now there's also like a couple non-transfers that have like joined in our study groups just because we're in all the same classes and see each other every day.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
So before transferring here, I didn't know how influential the ESS Center is going to be, their tutors. And what I will take from the tutors, I will try to help my fellow peers if I can. And that helped me learn a lot, because by teaching others, that means you actually understand the material. And so like the study group I have usually has 1 tutor usually during their off hours. And so that's how I would approach it.
Yeah. Oh, perfect.
I think the ESS tutoring is great. And CAEE is great too. Like most of the people in there who I think are tutors and studying are transfer students. So if you just want to meet other transfer students in engineering, there's going to be a bunch of transfer students in there.
And do you have any suggestions for students of things they could do over the summer to be better prepared for Berkeley in August?
I think I should have relaxed more my summer before. I like worked all summer and did T-prep and then immediately started classes, and it was just a lot, and I was like exhausted when I started classes. So like maybe don't relax the whole summer, but like take a week or like so off before you start classes, just to like be very refreshed when you actually start at Berkeley.
That makes sense.
So Berkeley does offer webcast for legacy classes up to, I believe, 1998 for almost every course is offered at Berkeley.
Oh, wow.
So if you do want to get ahead for the first couple of weeks, you could watch videos.
I also recommend like just being in Berkeley for a little while before you start classes, so you can like explore the area and do fun things, so you can like the area and have fun things to do before just like the stress gets dumped on you.
And did you meet with your ESS advisor at all during this last year?
Yeah, I did. I have Kathy Barnett. She's very helpful. I feel like transfers are really good at, like, just making their own schedule and, like, figuring out all the classes that they need to take, because we had to do that to, like, get here. But it was nice. I, like, went and checked in with her. I was like, oh, here are all the classes that I want to take. And then she actually had information for me that I didn't know about, which then actually did change, like, what I was choosing to take. And I wanted to do research for class credits. And I went and I talked to her about that, and she was able to help me. And so I've like got 3 units of research with a grade. So that also helped my GPA, and she was able to help set that up for me.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. And did you have a problem making an appointment, or was it a pretty easy process?
It's a pretty easy process. It's just online, and yeah, really straightforward. It's like a couple buttons to make an appointment.
Oh, good.
I regret that I didn't, actually. Yeah, I was all over the place. And I basically navigated through Berkeley by talking to friends and mentors and the tutors here. Had I gone to an ESS advisor, I'm sure it would have been less painful.
So definitely take advantage of the advisors that you have.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if you could go back and do one thing differently your first semester at Berkeley, what would it have been, Jonathan?
I would have actually heeded the advice of Tiffany Reardon and the entire ESS staff. You know, talk to the professors, get to know them, go to office hours. Treat them like human beings, not like some demigods who sit on top of clouds, you know. And actually get out of your shell. Like, you gotta, if you're like, you know, shy like me, it's really hard to make friends, but you gotta, if you don't come out of your shell at Berkeley, you will never come out, you know. It's just like, you have to explore what's out there.
Excellent. And Daisy?
Yeah, mine's kind of similar. I wish I had gone to office hours more. I was also, like, very intimidated by these, like, big shot Berkeley professors, but like they are here to help you, and they're excited about students that are excited about the material. And at the times I have gone to office hours, it was so nice and helpful. And then you get to like make good connections with the professors too. That was like one of my friends went to office hours like every week for this one class, and now they're doing research with that professor. And also, I wish I'd just gone outside more. I spent so much time inside studying. And so, yeah, I would have just spent more time, like, on weekends just going, like, sitting in the grass in the sun, like, smoothie, just relax. Yeah.
The Berkeley campus is pretty gorgeous. So.
Yes, it's so beautiful.
Take it in. Well, thank you both, Daisy and Jonathan, for coming today. I really appreciate your time and being here to visit us and share some of your experiences.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's been great being here.
And thank you, everyone, for tuning in and listening to the Not-So-Secret Guide to Being a Berkeley Engineer. And we'll be back next week. Thank you.